guys, what's going on? You are listening to ReviewAday.ca. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, and you have no idea how much trouble I've actually gone through to get this episode out. So, very briefly, my mixer decided, you know what, it's off to go to that great garbage heap in the sky, and it committed suicide, literally as I was pressing record for this particular episode. So, thanks to my able-bodied youthful ward, ScottyDoo32, he has come through and let me borrow his mixer board, so there will be content, and I'm excited. So, the last time on Rad, we took a look at the kind of sort of disappointing, but still kind of fun Destiny on the PlayStation 4, and I'm still playing it, though I really can't tell you why, since they took away Murder Cave, but you know what? I don't know. I still play it. I'm also playing through Watch Dogs Bad Blood, and it's actually kind of fun. I'm actually really, really enjoying them. Actually, some might say more than the Aiden Pierce missions, but whatever. So, on today's show, we're going to take a look at something that's kind of a mix between, like, toys and video games. You probably have a pretty good idea on where this is going. We're looking at Disney Interactive Studios and Microsoft Studios, Disney Infinity Marvel Superheroes for the Xbox One. This is a game, I saw the first Disney Infinity and thought it was kind of stupid. Thinking, man, who wants to play toys and video games? Like, pick one or pick the other. And for those of you that know me personally, probably over the course of this show, you guys know I'm a pretty big toy guy. I really enjoy my figures, from vintage He-Man all the way up to the Revoltex, and my personal favorite, the Robot Spirits for Gundam Wing. So when I kind of got into this, Microsoft sent me the starter pack, which is the Avengers set, and that includes Black Widow, Iron Man and Thor. So, some pretty heavy hitters from the Avengers lineup and the Avengers playset. And I put this thing into my Xbox One with the playpad. And surprisingly, I've actually been having a lot of fun with this. So, allow me to explain. So, for those of you that don't know, Disney Infinity Marvel Superheroes, it's a game where you have this USB-connected playpad, or this playmat. And what you do is you can put two figures on it, and a play set, and these are all separate pieces. And you can give your characters different abilities, you can import weapons and different skins for them. Like, there's one I think that can make the world look like Tron. One of the booster packs I've gotten recently has Ghost Rider's whip. I've got the Falcon's wings and stuff like that. And it's just one of those games that's, it's really kind of cool, though not as big as, say, the first Disney Infinity, where you got three play sets in the first one. But these ones are substantially bigger, at least from my limited experience with the first game. So, the story, it depends on which play set you're playing. I currently have the Avengers one, where you're fighting Loki and MODOK, having a frost giant invasion of New York City, where the frost giants are trying to open up the casket of ancient winters. There is the Guardians of the Galaxy, where these bad guys are attacking nowhere, which you saw in the film, Guardians of the Galaxy, earlier this summer. And finally, I just got today the Spider-Man playset, where evidently you're trying to stop the Green Goblin from having a symbiote invasion of New York City. And the cool thing is, some of these characters can cross into each other's playsets. For example, and I think this is really, really kind of cool, if you collect something called crossover coins, I can have Iron Man playing Guardians of the Galaxy, and I can have Nova play in the Avengers. And for some reason, Rocket Raccoon can play in the Avengers playset, but I can't have Spider-Man fight with the Avengers, or at least not at this time anyway. Now, the gameplay for this, it's at its heart, it's a very simple beat-em-up. There is some shooting, there is some driving sections, and it's basically go here, destroy X amount of this, protect this person, kill X amount of people in this time, rescue them, and it's pretty standard stuff. But this game isn't exactly meant for us older folk, yet I still found myself actually having a really, really good time with it. Some of the platforming could be a little tighter, I feel, with some of the kind of characters. Like, for example, I played through the Avengers playset as Captain America, and he's one of the characters you have to buy separate. Because I'm a huge Captain America fan, and everybody's gonna pick Iron Man or Black Widow because she's got the cool guns. So I wanted to do something a little bit different, and I actually got really lucky, and I actually played through the entire game, and one of the first booster packs that I bought gave me Captain America's World War II costume, which he most recently brought back in Captain America the Winter Soldier. So that was a lot of fun for me, and it kind of made the world come a little bit more alive, I would say. Though I'm pretty sure, I guess I'll talk about that when I get there, and that'll be under sound design. But, playing through this, it's kind of cool. I mean, each playset you can beat in probably under 3 to 4 hours, depending, and you can grind. There are these other discs you can put on the playmat, and you can do like a tower defense game of like Asgard, or do like this Diablo like mission with the Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't get one with the Guardians playset, and I don't think I got one with the Spider-Man set, but I also haven't opened the Spider-Man set, so I couldn't tell you. But I know I didn't get one with Guardians. At least I'm almost... actually, I'm not entirely sure about that. Either way. And it's fun. I actually had a lot of fun with this. It reminded me a lot of just a really simple beat-em-up. And despite that, it's really fun. I mean, I honestly had a blast with it, but I could see how other people might not necessarily have fun with it. Because it is, at its core, it's a mindless beat-em-up. But that doesn't mean it can't be fun. I mean, there's something about grabbing a hold of a Frost Giant and whipping him into a wall. One of my favorite activities, and definitely shows my social deviancy, is picking up random people and football punching them into New York City Harbor. That was more fun than it should have been. Or grabbing a random police officer and driving his head into the ground and then kicking Grandma into a building with, say, Hawkeye. I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit of a disturbed individual, but hey, everybody likes to cause trouble in GTA, so why not? You also can get vehicles in the level. The coolest one I found is Captain America gets the S.H.I.E.L.D. hover cycle in his playset, and in the Guardians of the Galaxy one, I just unlocked this one, you get something that looks like the Milano, and it's like a little starfighter, which is kind of cool, and you can fly around the levels and stuff like that. Now, some of your characters can also fly. Nova can fly, and Iron Man can fly. And I haven't played around with those characters a whole lot. Although, Nova is a more badass version of Iron Man in this game. You can also upgrade skills and abilities, and that does kind of change the way your character plays. If you want them to do more melee damage or more range damage, you can customize that kind of attacks. Do you want their characters to recover quicker? Like, you can also bring in buddy characters. I just got this one the other day. Winter Soldier. So I can literally kick the crap out of everybody with two people. And there's a lot of customization. Going through the game, through the initial playthrough, you can't max out everything just by doing story missions. It does encourage multiple playthroughs of other bits of content. Though I haven't figured out whether you can play multiple replay, if there's like sort of a new game plus where your Captain America, say for example, stays leveled. I'm not entirely sure yet, just because I haven't had time. You can also collect, there's experience in the world, like these little yellow or orange orbs. Green is health, purple special meter, and you can bring some of the blue orbs that you collect, that's like currency in this game, into the toy box mode. And I'll talk about that when I get to multiplayer / extras. So talking about the sound design for this game. You know what? It's nothing exactly mind-blowing, but it's not bad either. I'm going to say the voice cast is definitely passable. You can definitely feel that they wanted the whole... sort of to kind of play off of the success of the movies. And the guy they got doing Iron Man is Adrian Pastar, which I think you can see him currently. He's General Talbot in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Other people, you will recognize people like Troy Baker, Fred T'Skori, Drake Bell, Greg Sipes plays Iron Fist, and actually Sam Jackson is officially Nick Fury in this, which is kind of cool. Everything else in terms of sound, there is some care taken in how each character does sound different. In terms of what their weapons do when they hit someone, whether you're walking on pavement or grass or whatever. Music, it's suitable, I would say. It's nothing super memorable, but it does fit the tone of the game. So I'm thankful for that. So it is cool, and it's something that can be appreciated. I personally wish they could have got the real people to come out and do this, but I'm not seeing... Robert Downey Jr. coming out to voice Iron Man, but Adrian Pasdar does a pretty passable Iron Man impression, so I like it, though, either way. Moving on to the graphics for this game. Now, I got this game specifically on next-gen consoles to see if this thing would look better, and it's not that much better than the PS3 and Xbox 360 version, although it just means that your toy boxes can be bigger, because there's more horsepower under the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. There are a lot of cutscenes, and characters you don't have can make an appearance in cutscenes, but you can't play with them. I didn't encounter any real glitches. I did have some pretty stupid enemy AI things, and they just keep running into walls and stuff, and they'd kind of get clipped every so often. But nothing significant, nothing that really took me out of the immersion of a Marvel game, because was having probably a little bit more fun than I probably should have. So finally, let's talk about the multiplayer / extras. You can play with your friends online. None of my friends have this game, unfortunately, so I didn't get to experience that. However, though, one of the weirdest things I found is you can download content of the same. You can download other toy boxes that people have built. And the developers, Avalanche Software, build levels every week for you, so you can download something new, and you, the community, can also do stuff. They also have ones that are most liked, most downloaded, whatever. One of the weirdest ones I found was it's a racetrack built on Good Morning America. That's pretty weird. Someone built one called Superhero City, which I think was the winner of a competition this past summer, so that's kind of cool. I run around that one as like Thor, who I'm just kind of screwing around with. Although new to this version of the game is something called My Interior, and basically it's like playing The Sims without any of the social things. You can build a house, and you can theme it to different characters, and you can just put Disney people in there. Like, I've got Elsa from Frozen running around with I think it's Winnie the Pooh and the Wasp right now in one of my rooms, and it's really neat, though, because you can just do so much cool customization. Now you can even create character actions, like text prompts, if you want to show people around and stuff like that, and it's really cool. I really didn't think I'd have that much fun, because I'm not a Minecraft guy. I don't get creating games. For example, like, you ask me to do something like a fighting game, yeah, maybe, but you ask me to do the actual nitty-gritty of it, probably not gonna happen. I just don't think like that. But the toy box here, it's got some really simple tools that you can do a lot with. You can build stackable rooms. As long as they're connected by a door, you can get to them. For example, my house, I have a S.H.I.E.L.D.-styled meeting room with, like, pictures of Captain America from World War II and Nick Fury on the wall, and a Hydra banner, and, like, a Jarvis console there, and, like, a really neat Captain America chandelier, which is his shield. Stuff like that. And it's cool, because you can also buy stuff from other Disney games. I think my floors are from Gravity Falls. I think one room, I think, has all the Tomorrowland stuff. So I put a bunch of, like, Iron Man stuff in there, and, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. Helicarrier consoles and stuff like that. And you can unlock this by using the money you get in-game. And it encourages you to go back and just replay levels, beat the crap out of stuff, do those little kind of mini-games to earn more money. And it's fun. It's legitimately fun. Plus, you can upgrade characters with new skill sets as well. Say you have, I don't know, let's stick with the whole Frozen thing. You can do that. You want to bring over Jack Skellington? You can do that. My wife bought me Wreck-It Ralph. It's really weird to see Wreck-It Ralph punch, like, Captain Marvel in the face. It's really, really weird. But it's still fun, though. Although you can't play your Disney characters in the play sets. For example, I couldn't bring over, say, Jack Skellington into Guardians of the Galaxy. But I can cross over with certain characters via these crossover coins that I mentioned earlier. And those crossover coins do extend the play of those particular characters, because they do get exclusive missions. Like, Rocket's got exclusive stuff, Nova's got exclusive stuff, and that is really cool. And I'm really glad they went the extra mile for that. I'm hoping, as time goes on, they integrate more of these characters with these playsets. I would love to take, say, Spider-Man with the Avengers, but Spider-Man has his own set in New York, so I could kind of see why. Although, it sucks you can't play as Nick Fury with the Avengers, but he's also the one giving the missions. So it'd be really weird if he gave missions to himself. I see that, so I'm willing to concede that. Now, do I recommend this game? Yes and no. Yes, because it can be a lot of fun, and the sculpts on these figures are really, really neat. And the Power Discs pack, you buy 2 for $5, and they're random, but you can get items like the Infinity Gauntlet, like Ghost Rider's Whip, the Eye of Armagato? No. You can get Doctor Strange's cape. You can get stuff with that. Or I think you can even get the black symbiote suit for, like, Spider-Man. So, it's really cool like that. Most characters are available now. I know later in November, I think, we get other ones. I know the Hulk is not out right now, but you can get them in a collector set, which is, I think, exclusive to Best Buy or Amazon. The thing is, for one play set, the starter set, you're looking at about $70. Now, you can upgrade your Disney pad for, I think, 20 or 30, but I haven't seen it in stores, and I went looking in Walmart on launch day to pick up my figures. By the way, guys, pro tip, pick up Venom while you can. I have a feeling he's going to be very hard to find later on, so just pro tipping me, and I also think Groot and Rocket Raccoon will also be hard to find as well, because Guardians of the Galaxy is the most popular movie of the year, and is like the third highest grossing Marvel movie or something like that, so whatever. So, I might say wait until Black Friday for this particular title, because there's probably going to be a price drop, or if you can get this game with any kind of discounts you have, it's worth it. I think $75 is a bit of a high entry point for this. For one playset, the playsets themselves run about $35. You get 2 figures and the actual playset itself. The individual characters run about $13, and you don't need them. You don't need everybody. Although, yet another pro tip is when you die in this game, because there actually is a health meter now, you have the option to swap in a new character for a fight, for example. I learned the hard way. Level up people continuously, because my main guy went through the entire game with his Captain America, and I think he's like a level 15 or 17. During an early fight with Loki, I died because I got sloppy. So I'm like, all right, fine, I'll try Hawkeye out. Trying to put Hawkeye against Loki when he's literally a level 0 is probably about one of the stupidest things I've done in gaming. So you can... I probably should have went into some of those other things and grinded, but still. Just, you know, keep your characters relatively along the same power levels if you only have the one playset. So, yeah, like I said, it's a fun game. I just think the intro price is maybe a little high, so I'm going to say wait on this one for a price drop, or maybe get it as a gift. For older gamers, it's really, really going to depend on how much you like Marvel, because each of the playsets has a story written by, I think it's Brian Michael Bendis, so there is some nerd cred there. It's not just haphazardly thrown together. For little kids, they're going to get a blast out of it. I know there are some PR people that I'm friends with. Their kids are loving it, and I always see it on Xbox Live. So, there you go. Disney Infinity. So, next time on Review A Day, I'm still waiting for my copy. By the time you hear this, this game will be out. I'm still waiting for my copy of Super Smash Bros. For the 3DS. I'm really looking forward to that. I've been playing the crap out of the demo. I got that early, which was nice. I'm also going to be doing one on Hyrule Warriors, Alien Isolation. All the big releases in October, I'll be doing my best to cover them. Probably not 2K15 for WWE, because I'm waiting for the Xbox One version and the PS4 version for that one. So anyway, guys, one final thing that I want to throw out before we close this out is I have reached my goal for my children's charity via Extra Life, but I still want to go further. I'd like to raise $1,000. I've raised $524 as of right now. The event for me starts on October 24th at 10 p.m., and I'm going to stream until Sunday at noon, October 26th, via my like Twitch channel. I'll either be doing stuff on the PC, Xbox One, or PS4, and I'll keep, you know, keep going virtually until I die. So check that out. I'll put a link in the episode post so you can check it out and potentially donate, because 100% of all the donations go to the children's. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying live free or die hard, and always put your toys back in the toy box.